The post-match interview.
We're going downstairs to the Fremantle reunion.
Hayden Crozier is down with Glenn Hill in the Victorious Doggy Rooms. Glenn?
Congratulations, Hayden. In your 100th game, big win for the Doggies.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been striving for four quarters all year, and we put in a good performance last week, and it gave us a lot of confidence with this young group, and just really proud of the boys tonight.
You mentioned a young group. We talked with Ash Hansen pre-game and talked about the development of the young players. How are you feeling at Inner House?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. The boys are coming into the club every day, working hard and just trying to get better, and that's all we can ask. And we've had some frustrating times this year, and we've had some really good times. So I'm looking to build on these wins now and, hopefully finish the season off well.
Hayden, thanks for joining us. Tom King in the K-Rock box with Darren Berry, Justin Longmuir, former teammate of yours in Michael Barlow, and also, of course, Heath Buck up here. You talked about building on this win. It's all good to go and get the 4 points against a quality outfit like Geelong, but if you don't bring the same next week against Melbourne, you might as well have turned up tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as I mentioned before, we've been striving for a four-quarter effort, and, with AFL footy nowadays, there's no easy games. Every opponent's tough, and if you're 5% off, you're going to lose. So, we'll review what we've done wrong, what we've done well this week, and, really look to build.
You had, obviously, a great win last week in Adelaide, and you set yourself. You got a block of four consecutive games here at Marvel Stadium, which is where you play your best footy. Is it something you're focused on going, all right, four games at Marvel, it's our home deck, we'll have our fans here, we need to make the most of this opportunity?
We haven't really spoken about it too much. I know I don't want to go into cliches, but it's that 1 week at a time mentality. Especially with this young group, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We understand where we are on the ladder and the challenges that we're facing each week. So, we'll obviously be taking on Melbourne this week, and they've got a lot of quality players throughout all lines. So, it's going to be a tough one.
Hayden, Darren Berry, congratulations. That's a big win for your club. I'm always intrigued, and I reckon I've asked 418 players this question, and not one has ever answered how I'd like it. Do you remember what the coach said at three-quarter time?
I don't recall too much of it, to be honest with you. It was
that's 419.
it was basically more just around being strong in the contest and making the most of our opportunities. We felt like we were controlling the game throughout the game, and
yep.
There's obviously patches where Geelong was on top and they were using the ball really well, and I think both teams probably didn't make the most of their opportunities, but we probably felt that we were just kicking straight down the line, rushing it a little bit, and their tools were intercepting, especially in that third quarter.
Yep.
So we just made it a focus to be able to half contest and bring it to ground, and I thought our tools, Aaron Norton's fantastic all day, and Shaq really lifted towards the end and brought our small forwards into the game, which was good.
No, that's a really good analysis, I reckon, Hayden, because we up here, we got the nice commentary spot looking over the ground, and there was a lot of entries from the Dogs early that were sideways and lateral and missing targets, and when you started to straighten up a bit and head for Norton, you looked really damaging. And just that, back to that three-quarter time, I just said to the boys before we came to you, it looked to me like the Dogs wanted it just a bit more than the Cats in that last term. Pretty simple terms, but you hunted the footy in numbers and won the contest in that last quarter.
Yeah, we really feel like we play our best footy when we're strong inside, and our mids have been great all year. We've just sort of been lacking just that ability to finish off. So I thought the mids were huge in there. I thought Timmy really gave a contest towards the end as well, and just really stoked for the boys, because we've got a lot of confidence internally, and we know that we haven't been playing up to the standards that we've been setting this year. So you can see in patches, when we put it together, we're a tough outfit to play.
Hayden Crozier is with us thanks to City to Serve Solar and Signature Homes as part of this fifth quarter of K-Rock Football. Here's a voice you might know fairly well, Hayden.
Hey, Chee.
Nicky boy, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. 100 games, about 40 of them as a sub in the green vest, I reckon. And I nearly fell off my chair when I looked at the banner, and it was 100 games Hayden Crozier, because all I remember of you, mate, I still refer to you as the 18-year-old kid that I beat at FIFA when I played for the first time in 10 years. So you're probably still harbouring some disappointment over that result.
Yeah, I am. That was Peter Crouch was running amok that day, so I'll never forget that one, Mickey.
He was, mate. But on a more serious note, on tonight's game, fantastic performance by your team, but I was really impressed with the organisation, communication between the back six, which you're involved in.
Yep.
Jackson Trengove's job on Tom Hawkins, it obviously wasn't a solo effort. Some real support from yourself, Easton Wood, coming across. Talk to us a little bit about that back six starting to gel a little bit. I noticed in your warm-up, you only had six or seven kind of doing the warm-up as a back six, so you haven't got that many that go through there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of confidence down back, and you know, the coaches really give us the license to be able to fly and intercept and really trust our read on the play. So it helps with someone like me when you've got obviously Easton Wood down there as the captain of the footy club, Jackson Trengrove, Taylor Dre, a lot of the more experienced heads down there, and obviously you can see the attack and run of JJ, which really breaks the game open. So we feel like we've got a pretty good mix of being able to defend and being able to attack at the moment.
Hayden, just long you're here, mate. Well done tonight.
Thanks, mate.
It was a great, great team effort. Just, can you talk us through your focus on Ablett? One of the quietest games I've seen him play this year. Did you have a focus on him specifically as a back six?
We didn't specifically have a focus on him, but we understand how good a player he is, and he's been a great player of this comp for a long, long time. You can see how damaging he still is. So we go as more of a team approach, and as Mickey said before, guys being able to really come across and impact and come off your man. So, yeah, we just trust the system at the moment, and it's doing all right in the last couple of weeks.
Hayden Crozier joining us down in the victorious Western Bulldogs room. Talk to us about the development of Zane Cordy. I mentioned him during the call. We keep a close eye on the boys that come from Geelong. He went to the Geelong College and out of Ocean Grove and the Geelong Falcons. But in your time at the club, he's really cemented that spot down back as that, I suppose, really mobile running defender.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about Zane as well, he's tough as nails, and he might not be massive physically, but puts his head over the ball and really strong in contest. We know that he gives 110% each week. So Zane's a guy that I love running out with. All the boys definitely trust him, and someone that is actually skillful on both sides of his feet. So again, he's one of those players that can break the game open for us.
How does one celebrate their 100th?
I'm not too sure yet. I haven't had a thought of it. I've got a fair few schoolmates in here. I actually told them before the game, make sure they behave themselves.
Heading to one of the circuit breakers in probably South Melbourne or
really?
Down Chapel Street.
Mickey, I'm too old for that now, Mickey. You know, man.
Hayden, you grew up in Roeville. Did Darren Buick coach you out there at the Eastern Rangers?
He did. Darren Buick is a great man. He's a great man.
Oh, no.
We'll erase that tape. I didn't want that type of stuff on here. We wanted a little bit of a dirt, and just on a light-hearted note, whilst he might have beaten you at FIFA, did our man up here, Mickey Barlow, did he take you under his wing and teach you anything?
Oh, Mickey was the king of WA, so oh. I wanted him to take him under my wing, and he was awesome for my development, and he probably had more to do with Tommy Sheridan. Was playing up a little bit, wasn't he, Mickey?
So both of you were a big handful, mate.
You'd
be back closer to your family and your parents to look after you a bit and wash your dishes and do your laundry.
Hey, we were all right. That was Tommy, mate. You know him.
Yeah. Hayden, do you know how many Ross Glendinning medals Michael Barlow won?
Oh, he's told me about a few of them.
Well, we're not the only
few,
one.
Few, exactly. Three.
You must be happy. Has anybody told you the score from the derby?
No.
The Dockers are getting absolute touch-up.
Pumped.
91 to 26.
Yes. So, and you play them here in 3 weeks' time. That might be a game that might prove decisive in the run home. Hayden, well done on your 100th game. Great feat. Congratulations. And to get the 4 points over the team that sits on top of the ladder is a great fill-up for the season for the Western Bulldogs as you look to try and return to finals action for the first time since 2016. Well done. Congratulations. Enjoy the night.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Well done,
Hayden Crozier joining us down in the victorious Western Bulldog rooms as they get it done tonight by 16 points over the Cats. 10-11-71 to 7-13-55.
The post-match interview.